Welcome to the Journey with Sarah Alexia, where we embark on life's roller coasters together, because this life is not easy. Join me, your host, Sarah Alexia, as we navigate the twists and turns, finding comfort in the belief that with a touch of humor, because I can be funny, a sprinkle of motivation, and a dash of divine guidance, life's journeys becomes not just bearable, but truly remarkable. Get ready for a podcast full of wisdom, motivation, and the timeless words from the good book itself, the Holy Bible. Let the journey begin. Hey y'all, welcome back to the Journey with Sarah Alexia. It is I, the Sarah Alexia. We are 3 days into the new year. You're seeing this notification if you're subscribed on a Wednesday. I know you're probably like, why is an episode dropping on a Wednesday? Well, the Lord had put on my heart to start a Wisdom Wednesday. And I'm super excited just for, you know, what's going to be unfolding. It will happen on a bi-weekly basis. So I'm excited for that. It won't be happening as weekly. And I'm just excited to share what God puts in my heart to share with you all. I truly believe as we continue to search his word, that he will continue to give us wisdom. So my number one recommendation for you, especially if you desire wisdom, read your Bible. If you want wisdom, read your Bible. If you want wisdom for your relationship, read your Bible. If you want wisdom for your job, read your Bible. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll catch you on the next episode. Psych. But yeah, if you truly desire wisdom in this season, really read the Bible. Read the Bible. So this episode, this Wisdom Wednesday is going to be coming from Isaiah 58. Reason being, it is the third week of the year, and what do us Christians love to do at the beginning of the year, especially the first 21 days? Most of us love to fast corporately, whether it's like corporately with our church or independently. We just love to fast. And what I've realized over the years is that I've fast missed that, you know, I wasn't really fasting. Like, obviously I was fasting, you know, I had my prayer points ready, but was I really fasting with God? Was I really fasting to encounter God? Was I really fasting to hear the voice of God? Or was I fasting because I wanted him to answer my prayers? Was it just like a checkbox activity for the first 21 days? Like, was I truly seeking the face of God? Is it just a religious activity? Is it just, you know, something I do aimlessly? Why am I really fasting? And like, God gave me that revelation. As I was reading Isaiah 58, I'm like, wow, Sarah, what is your fast? What is the purpose of your fasting? Like, are you doing the works of God, or do you want God to work for you in these 21 days? So let me not ramble. We know I don't like to do that. But I'm going to get into reading the scripture. So I'm going to be reading Isaiah 58 in the NIV version from verses 1 to 12. I strongly encourage, if you're not doing anything, if you're not driving, if you're not working, just to pick up your Bible app and read it with me. So that way we can just get into it together. So starting with the verse 1, it says, "Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? To set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and to not turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here I am. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will raise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. So just take a minute. Let that sink. Let that sink. And we're going to go to the verse. We're going to start with the verse 3. So here, God asks us a question. Why have we fasted, they say. No, well, that's not God asking, but the people are asking God this question. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? So a lot of us, we fasted, we pray, and we're like, God, yo, I spent 21 days fasting and I feel like you didn't hear me. I spent 21 days on my knees. You know, I pushed back my plate for 21 days and it's like, God, you haven't seen me. You haven't heard me. You haven't responded to me. I've humbled myself and you haven't noticed. That some of us, you know, some of us, we fasted and that's how we feel, because we fasted with our prayer points and we're like, God, you haven't answered our prayer points. And now this is the question we're asking him in our hearts, or whether out loud. But God responds and says this, yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please. Let's just pause right there. How many of us, when we're fasting, we literally do as we please? Like, yes, we set aside time for God. We're like, okay, from 6 to 7 or from 5 to 7, I'm going to do my devotional time, right? And then we may have corporate prayer. We're like, okay, from 7 to 8, I'm going to corporately pray with my church. But what about those other hours that we're fasting and we're pushing back our plates? Like, is that time for God or is that time for yourself? Because God says you do as you please. Like, you go where you please. Like, you're still going to Walmart and you're just shopping aimlessly. You're trying to kill time until it's 6 p.m. You're scrolling on TikTok. You're scrolling on Instagram until it's 6 p.m. You're watching a bunch of YouTube videos until it's 6 p.m. You're talking on the phone with your friends until it's 6 p.m. You're just doing as you please until it's time to break your fast. And that's not the kind of fast that God has called us to do. Like, yes, it's hard, you know, fasting from whatever time to whatever time. And, you know, we like to distract ourselves, but God is saying, you're doing as you please. You're truly not seeking my face. You're truly not allowing me to guide you, because you're doing as you please. And then the next part says, you exploit all your workers. Some verses say you oppress, you're oppressing people. You're oppressing your workers. And like, a lot of us, we like to put burden on people. Like, we like to make people feel bad. We're just oppressing those around us just because we're fasting, and like, fasting is hard. So you have no choice but to make other people miserable because you're miserable, because you're pushing back your plate. And then this is what did it for me, right? So my thing is, I'll be fasting, but it seems like all my fasts will end in like some type of fight, some type of argument. I'm mad at somebody. And oftentimes we'll blame the devil and be like, well, that's because the devil's mad that I'm doing something. The devil is mad that I'm fasting. But like, sometimes we really got to check ourselves. Like, if we're fasting and we're truly humbling ourselves, we should be asking for the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, which is self-control, which means we should have self-control over our tongues. We should have self-control over our body language, so that way we're not engaging in quarreling and strife, and that we're not striking each other with wicked fist. And God says, you cannot fast as you do today and expect. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. So we can't continue to do as we please and expect God to hear us. We can't continue to oppress people and expect God to hear us. We can't continue to like argue with people and fight with people and expect God to hear us. So it goes back to that question. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have noticed? And that's because, one, you're doing as you please. Two, you're causing oppression. And three, you're just causing strife. So the 3 points that I have: fasting is not doing as you please. Fasting is not to be the one causing oppression. And fasting is not a time for you to be arguing with people. Now, if we continue to read, God says, is this the kind of fast I've chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord. And then God tells us this is what a fast is. Is not this the kind of fast I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. So that's verse 6. So what that tells me is what fasting is, we're called to loose chains. We're called to break chains. We're called to break the yoke. We're called to set the captives free. So now, if you've been fasting for 21 days and not once have you evangelized to someone, according to the word, according to what I'm reading, you're not really fasting how the Lord wants you to fast. That's how I see it. So if you fasted for 21 days, you fasted for 40 days, and not once have you evangelized? Not once have you gone to preach the gospel to someone. Not once have you just told someone that Jesus loves you. According to Isaiah 58, it's not acceptable. Your fast is not acceptable to the Lord. That's basically what I'm reading right now, right? So now the verse 7, it says, Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor, wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them and not turn away from your own flesh and blood? There's three things here. If you're fasting, right, you've fasted for 10 days, 21 days, 40 days, and you didn't share your food with the hungry, you didn't fast acceptable. Listen, this is what the Lord told me. So you didn't share your food with the hungry. You didn't, you know, provide the wanderer with clothes. I understand a lot of us, we don't want to take people into our houses. I understand. So that, especially depending on where you live. But it says you didn't provide the poor wanderer with shelter. When you see the naked, you didn't clothe them. And do not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Listen, I'll be the first one to say, during my fast, like, my family would ask me for something and I'll tell them no. Straight up. Like, I don't got time for all that. But clearly, I'm not supposed to turn away from my own flesh and blood. So there's literally four points within there. Like, you feed the hungry, right? Provide the poor with shelter. Like, I'm not saying bring them into your house, but bring them to a shelter. There are shelters out there in America or different countries. Another thing is, if you see someone, they look cold, especially for those of us who live in the colder countries, like, give them clothes, like, buy them a sweater. There's a lot of us, we have a lot of sweaters in our closets that we don't use. They're just collecting dust, especially some of us who may have lost weight, gained weight. We have extra clothes. We should be giving our clothes to those who are less fortunate, especially the ones that we see, they look cold. Or if it's raining, give them an umbrella, especially if you're fasting. And it says to not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Listen, there are times, especially for our families who are not believers, we should be there for them in this season, especially while you're fasting. Like, you should see that as an opportunity to be there for your loved ones, to pick up the phone and call them. Or if they call you, pick up the phone and be there for them. Or if they ask you to pray for them, pray for them. Or if they ask you to borrow money, let them borrow the money. Like, this is the time, especially during your fasting, to be there for your family, right? And this is what I love about the word. So it says, once you do all of that, or if you try to do all of that, because God sees your heart, the verse 8 says, then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you. So that means everything that you did in verse 6 and 7, it's going to go before you. Like, what you're doing in your fasting, like setting the captives free, feeding the hungry, it goes before you. It prepares a way for you. Like, I think when you see it in that light, it makes you want to do this even more. Like, it's not just for you. It is for you, but it's also preparing a way for you. Like, yes, you're doing it unto God, and it's also preparing a way for you. Like, when you feed that person on day 12 of your 21 day fast, it prepares a way for you. When you provide a jacket to that lady that's in the middle of the street asking for money, it's preparing a way for you. When you pick up the phone when your little brother calls, even though he's really annoying, it prepares a way for you, right? And then it says, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Will be your rear guard. It says the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Some other versions, the NLT says, the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. The KJV says, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward, re-reward. So, like, the glory of the Lord will protect you. I like that version. It says, the glory of the Lord will protect you. So when you do good, especially on your fast, God's glory protects you. Like, he gets the glory, right? So when we're feeding the homeless, it's not so that way we can get the glory, but we're doing it so he gets the glory. But when he gets the glory, his glory protects you. I think we have to remember that, like, yes, God is getting the glory for the good works that we do, but his glory protects you. That's good, right? So I'm going to keep reading, right? Verse 9, it says, then you will call and the Lord will answer. Now this goes back to verse 3. It says, why have we fasted and you haven't heard us? Why have we humbled ourselves and you hadn't noticed? That's because they were fasting in vain. They were fasting amiss. They weren't fasting in a way that was pleasing to God. But when you fast in a way that's pleasing to God, verse 9 says, then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here I am. So that's when you fast correctly, he will hear you. But if we're fasting, so I really want us to reflect all them times that we have fasted, right? And I hate to say, maybe sometimes our fast was in vain. But let's think about all the times that we fasted for specific reasons and nothing came to pass. Really think about, what was your heart's position when you were fasting? What were you doing when you were fasting? Were you just sitting there fasting just to fast, fasting religiously for not for no reason, but were you just fasting religiously just to check it off your box? Or were you doing what God told you to do? So I'm just going to continue. So, cause then, you know, whether or not he hears you or not, that tells you, like, you know, the authenticity of your fast. And then he says, he will say, here I am. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing of finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. Like, if you fast the way God wants you to fast, he's going to satisfy your needs. If you fast the way God wants you to fast, he's going to guide you. You're not just going to be walking this earth amiss. Like, it goes back again to that first part. It says, when I said fasting is not doing as you please. Now, when you don't fast as you please, the Lord is going to guide you. When you don't just do whatever you want, the Lord guides you. And you would rather the Lord guide you than your flesh guide you. And it says, you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. Listen, my wisdom Wednesday for you is just fast correctly. It's day 3. If you haven't had a chance now, please go find someone who's hungry and go feed them. If there's a relative that you know that's going through it, please pick up the phone and reach out to them. Like, don't just do whatever you want for however long you're fasting, whether you're fasting for 10 days. If this is your last day of the fast, add one more day and try to do it correctly. If you're fasting for 21 days, 40 days, however many days you're fasting, please, in those days, really, really meditate on Isaiah 58 and find someone who's hungry. Find someone who's in needs. Go give back to a shelter. Please go to your closet. There are some sweaters you have in there that you don't need. There are some cardigans that you don't need. There are some scarves and gloves that you don't need. Please go give it to those who need it. Please pick up the phone and be reconciled with your family. See if they need anything and ask them if they need any help. Like, please, like, I'm truly believing that in this season, everything that you have on your prayer list, everything that you have on your vision board will come to pass. Everything that you're fasting for will come to pass, but you really need to fast correctly. Ask God what he wants you to do in this season. Who he wants you to feed. Like, give back. Like, let this be your give back so God can give back to you. Like I said, God's glory is going to protect you and your righteousness is going to provide a path for you. But you must fast correctly. And I really pray that this bless someone. I really pray that it shifted someone's perspective, because I truly believe that this is the year where everything that you have prayed will come to pass. Everything you have prayed will come to pass, but we just have to make sure that we're really using the wisdom of God to continue to go about, you know, the business that he has for us. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are listening, God. God, you know, every year, you know how your kids do it. Every year we got to fast because we want to see your glory. So God, I'm praying that not only will we see your glory in this year, God, but that your glory will protect us, like you said in Isaiah 58, oh God. Father God, I ask, God, that the righteousness that you have given us, God, that as we continue to be in right standing with you, God, that it will prepare a way for us, oh God. So God, I pray that you would put compassion on our hearts, oh God. Let compassion be on our hearts in this season, God, that when we see someone asking for money, that we would give them money, we would give them food, God, that when we see someone who looks cold, oh God, when we see someone who needs clothes, oh God, that we would provide them with clothes, God, that if someone needs a ride to the shelter, God, may we not be afraid because your glory is protecting us, and may we give them a ride to the shelter, oh Father. Father God, I pray that we will be reconciled with our loved ones, that when our loved ones need help, oh God, that we would pick up the phone and that we would call them, that we would pray with them, that we would be with them, that we would spend time with them, oh Father. Because God, it is in this season, it is in the fasting season, oh God, that our light will shine bright, oh God, that we will be a welled water garden, oh God. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, may we fast well in this season. May we fast well in this season because you desire to answer our prayers. You desire, God, to break the chains off our neck, God. You desire, God, to do miracles in our lives, oh Father. So Father, in the name of Jesus, may we fast well, oh God. May we not fast incorrectly, but may we fast well, Father. So thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for your wisdom that comes from your word, oh Father. And God, we just thank you for our answered prayers that are coming. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May this bless you. I pray that you share this with people, especially like if you're fasting with a group of friends or if you know people who are fasting and you believe that they would gain some wisdom from this, share this with them. So that way they can also fast correctly. Don't keep this to yourself. Don't be like, I know my prayers are going to be answered in this season. Like when they ask me why my prayers are answered, then I'll share it. No, share it now. Share it now. So be blessed and just know that Jesus loves you. And I love you too.